Wednesday morning, that means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, yesterday, if you weren't paying attention, was school budget and school board votes across the state of New York. You have a roundup from your area.
Pretty much every budget cruised to passage, but one didn't, and we really focused on that one up in Johnstown, up in northern Fulton County, the city school district. We knew that they were going to face a challenge with their budget because they discovered like $1 million budget gap in recent months. So they needed to have a supermajority vote. They couldn't get just 51% of the vote. They needed to get over 60% of the vote to pass. So they didn't pass. They got about 51% voting in favor of the budget and 49% against it. They're taking this time now to say, what are we going to have to do to try to craft this budget to try to get it passed? They'll put it before voters again in June. Instead of just trying to ram the same budget through, they took surveys yesterday to try to take a look at, see what people are really willing to deal with. So the biggest thing is they're telling their taxpayers that this year's increase isn't the only one. They're looking at a five-year plan where every year there will be budget increases. And they say it's just a fact that, you know, they're losing student population up there. And because of once the population goes down, the New York State Foundation aid goes down. And so right now they're looking at least maybe 10, 15 job cuts and some program cuts this coming year, even if it gets passed. If they have to cut even further to the bone, there will be wider cuts, and they're talking about just looking at absolutely everything.
We also have a story in the paper about a Schenectady police officer charged with DWI after a crash 3 blocks from police headquarters.
Seems like as long as I've been at the newspaper, time and time again, we write about Schenectady police officers, unfortunately, running afoul of the law. And in this latest case, a fairly new officer is accused of driving drunk Saturday night into Sunday morning and getting in a crash. He wasn't the offending car, if you want to call it that. He was driving through an intersection, and cops said that he was struck by another operator. But still, he was charged with DWI. He's still on the force. He's working a desk job while he's being investigated internally. What's most interesting to us is that cops did not put this in the normal blotter that they put out to the media. We heard about it as a tip yesterday morning, and we started asking questions. And about 2 hours later, they put out a press release talking about it. So that's our biggest concern, is that the police department didn't seem to be very transparent in their handling of this. The police chief says, yes, we handle these cases like any other case, and we treat them like a regular citizen. But we have a lot of questions as to why they didn't tell us about it until we got a tip and went back at them.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. Miles, thanks.
Thank you, David. Have a good one.